Hello everyone, we are halfway through the ABC challenge on day 15 and I can't believe this month is going so fast. I'm actually getting ready as I speak, as Ronan and I are going to the tea rooms down the road. They're called the Croft Tea Rooms. I haven't been there for 3 years, about 2.5 years, which is a disgrace because it's what they call a community project, which means that it's not run for profit. And all the money goes back into the community one way or another. They sell all local produce. Everything is as locally sourced as possible. They also sell things like jam and honey for other people. And the lady who has been running it since it opened, and it has won awards and everything, is retiring and she's handing it over to somebody else. But they're actually not doing very well at the moment, these new people. So I want to boost their trade because if they don't pick up, they need 25 customers a day to break even. And if they don't, then it will be passed on to someone else. And the next people in line, actually, are my mum with her cat charity, Orpington Cat Rescue, who will turn into a charity shop, which will be nice in a way because they'll keep the... They will keep part of the coffee side of it, but it won't be as much. There won't be all the sandwiches and cakes, I don't think. Just a little... concern along with the charity shop, which would be quite nice, but I'm hoping that we can still keep it as the tea rooms. And I feel really bad that I haven't supported it as I should have done. It's not very far away. I'm not going to record the walk there, I don't think, because it's along a main road. It's along our main road, the road that Alf Road is off of, which isn't very busy at night. In the evenings it's quiet and at night it's dead, but in the daytime it's pretty busy. And I've done recordings of me walking down there before with Niall, and it doesn't make for very good listening because the pavements are narrow, so the traffic comes in close and it's too noisy. So I'm going to pause this for now and I'll be back.
57 minutes and 52 seconds.
I'll be back when we get there.
Pause recording.
Is this resumed? Oh, yeah. Hello everyone, we are now at the Croft Tea Rooms. We are sitting outside because we're in the shade. It's really hot today. It's the hottest day of the year, definitely. You can hear a bit of traffic from St Mary Cray High Street, but we're around the corner, so I hope it's not going to be too loud. And then we're just about to look at the menu, aren't we, were? Just about to look at the menu.
Yeah, what do you want? A sandwich?
Sandwich, yeah.
What one? The smoked salmon and cream cheese.
That sounds nice.
Kent cheese with tomato, cucumber, tuna mayo and cucumber, hummus, grated carrot and cucumber.
That's nice, I've had that
egg
before.
Mayo and cress, cream cheese and cucumber, and that's it.
Oh, that's lovely.
What's wild smoked chicken?
Wild smoked chicken?
No, wild. W-E-A-L-D.
Oh, wild. Oh, that's... Yeah, sorry, I didn't realise what you meant. Oh, that's from some... That's a part of Kent, the wild.
Oh,
okay. So that's local, that means it's local. Because they try and do everything locally, do you know what I mean? I don't know what to have. I don't know whether to have cream cheese and cucumber, hummus, or smoked salmon and cream cheese, but that's really bad. I think I'll have cream cheese and cucumber.
I might have the hummus, grated carrot and cucumber.
Is that the only sandwiches they do? Well, it's plenty for me to choose from. There's only one meat one, that's a bit...
There's two, there's...
Oh, okay.
And they've got lunch specials.
What have they got? Soup and stuff like that?
With salad and homemade course. A BLT sandwich, tuna milk sandwich, toasted served with tuna and kent cheese, tomato and goat's cheese melt, sandwich toasted with fresh tomatoes and goat's cheese, red onion and goat's cheese melt, sandwich toasted with red onion, pickle and goat's cheese.
Oh, I want something cold.
Yeah, I think I'll have hummus, great carrot.
What drinks do they do?
Cold drink.
I think it's too hot for tea, really. Do you not think?
Pear juice, homemade fruit cordial, and sparkling water.
I might just have sparkling water.
Glass of milk.
Huh?
Glass of milk.
They used to do apple juice, but.
I don't want sparkling water.
Yeah.
Vitamins, sparkling brews.
I just want plain. Is it just plain sparkling water?
So still in sparkling water.
Actually, I think I'll have still water. Does it tell you what cakes they've got on there? I think you have to ask about those. I don't know if they've got any. I presume they have, because it's a bit different to when I came down before.
Toast, breakfast, omelettes, jacket potatoes.
They do jacket potatoes?
Mm.
I'm not sure. I can't remember. I never had to, because they used to come to me because I was here on my own with Niall.
Yeah.
I should have asked her.
Huh?
What? What?
She's here.
Oh.
She's alright. Oh, sorry, yeah. Come back?
No, we're ready, I think, aren't we?
She was just asking. I asked if
we didn't know if we. We couldn't. I couldn't remember if you came over or whether we had to come up, that's all. Good. Saves a bit of effort, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like a cream cheese and cucumber sandwich, please.
Cream cheese?
Yeah, cucumber.
White or brown?
Brown, please.
Oh, I'll have the hummus, grated carrot and cucumber sandwich. All right. Please.
And then I'd like some still water, please.
Still water from the tap?
Have you got any bottled?
We have, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have bottled,
yeah,
please.
Still water. Okay.
You never know quite what you're getting when you have tap water. Ours isn't very nice, is it?
Do you want white or brown? Will you ask brown?
Have you got any cakes or?
We have, yeah. Do you want me to?
I think we'll have what we've got.
Yeah, we'll
and then
put,
and then decide afterwards. Yeah. Would you like a drink?
Can I have pear juice?
Pear juice, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And there we are, everyone. The last time I came here, it was a day very much like today. It was a bit cloudier, but I think it was August. And I sat over there. I didn't sit at this table. And they had a plague of ants in the cupboards. We had a terrible year for ants that year. Mm. We had them, didn't we? Mm. So there was no cakes. There was only what they had to throw everything away, all the ingredients and everything. I had to have shortbread. It was homemade, but... And it was very nice. Mm. I can't believe 3 years went by since I came down here, really. Why? I don't know. I suppose we had the fire not long after that, didn't we? And then we were away, and then I came back, and then all my dialysis started, and then I got ill last year, and I just keep saying, oh, we must go down the tea rooms, we must go down the tea rooms, and I never went. I thought about it a lot of times. Because it's somewhere I could easily come on my own. Well, I have done. It's a nice breeze, isn't it? Yeah, last time I came was... Have they got flowers in there out here?
Yeah, on the tables.
Have they got bushes and that? Because in the garden, because last time I came, I remember it smelled really lovely, but it's the wrong time of year.
Yeah, they have got flowers.
They must have all been in bloom then. Nice here, isn't it? Mm. Have you never been in here?
No.
It's lovely. I hope it does. I'd hope it does survive.
Thank you.
There's some malt already in there,
right,
and there's your
very
bottle,
much.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good, it's cold. If you have it out of tap, it's probably not going to be very cold. I don't mind. I don't really mind tap water, but when I come somewhere, I'd rather have it out of a bottle.
Sorry. I've moved your phone.
Oh, it's all right. Okay, thank you. Yeah, she's very nice. think it was her that had a, poodle when she was young.
Did
they? Yeah, I'll ask her when she comes out. One time when I came, that was a different time, I sat out here and she was sitting in front, she was filling in a timesheet. To fill in a timesheet, and that's when she was telling me, sure it was her that was telling me about her poodle. Because I obviously must have told her about Lammy.
Mm.
Mama, he's a poor Lammy, I left him at home, he doesn't know we've gone. He was asleep. He's going to wake up frantic. I hate doing that to him, but maybe he won't even wake up till we get back. Mama, where are you? Did you tell me to shut up? Do you think Connor would come down here with me? He could come down here.
He probably would.
He could come down here with Rosie. Would it be nice if we could all come, wouldn't it? A little outing. We haven't had a bit. The last time we had an outing together, all three of us, I think it was
Christmas time for a fire.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Where did we go? Orpington. Oh, yeah, Orpington. I was thinking it was when we went to Paris, but...
No.
We went to Orpington together. And we bought all that stuff that got destroyed. Oh, dear.
No.
Never mind. It was probably crap anyway. Candles.
No.
And, I can't even remember what else.
It's literally candles.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, and we got them taco things.
Oh, that was disgusting. Yeah. But what did we get? We got some saucepans, I think, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh no, we got a frying pan, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. And we got other kitchen stuff. We ended up spending a load of money.
Well,
not a load, but more than I intended, that's what I mean. And then Connor wouldn't come home on the bus, would he? He walked home and he got home before us because we got lost and we got off at the wrong stop.
It's because I couldn't see.
We ended up down the country lane.
We were only like 5 minutes
away. Oh no. It's going to be a lot cooler tomorrow. Well, not that. I mean, it's still going to be quite warm, I think, but 18 degrees.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much. Oh, it's lovely. How did they do that? They cut it like that and then put it like a little curl, didn't they? Mm. You get plenty in the sandwiches. Anyway. I'm going to pause this while we eat. You don't want to hear our phone. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Well, I finished my sandwich. I had cream cheese and cucumber and wholemeal bread. It was absolutely delicious. The bread was so fresh, wasn't it?
Very, very fresh bread.
I'm sure it's made locally. And then with the cream cheese was, again, it was just really nice. It wasn't like this processed kind of cheese. And the cucumber, well, cucumber's cucumber, but... And they put a lot in the sandwich. Okay. They put a lot of... quite a lot of filling in the sandwiches. Not so much that you can't eat it or you can't bite it, but enough to fill you up. I'm quite full. What did you think of yours, what?
It was just delicious.
What?
No, where's that from?
I don't know.
Cereal, I think.
Oh, is it? What, an advert?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, it's just really nice. No, it's refreshing.
It's lovely.
I think cucumber makes it refreshing.
Yeah, it does. That's why I like things with cucumber in.
Yeah.
I can just eat cucumber on its own.
I do with McDonald's.
Do you?
Yeah, I put some on the side.
Oh, it's really nice. Although it doesn't really taste that much, really. It's just refreshing because it's so full of water, isn't it? Well, look, I don't know. I think I probably will have a bit of cake. But they don't. They give you such huge bits. That's the trouble.
I hope there's a carrot cake.
I don't like carrot cake.
I love carrot cake.
I'm sure they're going to have carrot cake. I might have a cup of tea now with my cake.
You've actually got a message from Arnie.
Have I? Oh, yeah. What have you got?
We've got fig and apple.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Pear and chocolate.
Oh.
Lemon drizzle. Orange and sultana. Chocolate brownie. And Rocky Road.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can't remember, can you?
No, I can't. I've forgotten already.
Fig and apple. Pear and chocolate.
I think I'll have a piece of the pear and chocolate.
Pear and chocolate.
Can you make it not too big?
Yeah,
please?
Just
yeah. Yeah, because I know I've not got a very big appetite and I'm full up already.
Oh, okay.
You always take
it home. Oh, but it's lovely, the cake here. I remember when I've had it before.
I love a bit of chocolate brownie. Please.
Chocolate brownie. Would you like cream in that?
Yeah, please.
Oh. And could I have a cup of tea, please?
Yeah, of course you can.
And can I have another pear juice, please?
A tea and a pear juice.
This is a life, eh?
Yeah, why not? Make the most of it. It'll be raining next week.
Probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today, later today.
Thank you. Yeah, it says ring me, I'll keep coming over funny.
Oh, no. I didn't know I had a message from her. I just keep trying to... She's going to cost me a bloody fortune. I tried to ring off the landline, and the thing is, I think it costs her as well. It pulls my recording.
I did, but I don't know what I've done. It's a delete draft, save draft.
No, no, just save.
Save draft.
Oh, I've just had a piece of cake, and it's absolutely delicious. I'm not a cake person. I really don't like cakes much. But these are homemade. Mine was pear and chocolate, and it had big pieces of pear, and it was so moist. You know, it's not like tiny little bits that you know, when you get a cake with apple or something in it, when you buy it, you can taste the flavour, and that's pretty much about it. And these are big pieces of pear, and on the top, the chocolate bit was like a thin layer of, it was kind of like chocolate mousse, really, wasn't it? But it wasn't sickly, because... the actual cake wasn't that sweet with the pear in it, and it was so moist. I hate dry cakes. I hate shop-bought cakes, really. Oh, that was absolutely And Roland had chocolate brownie with cream. I had a child's portion, but it was still quite big, and we'll try some of mine. And what did you think of yours? Come on.
It was warm
chocolate brownie with cream,
even better.
Oh,
it was just so nice. It was lovely.
And I've got a cup of tea. I haven't tried my tea yet, but I'm quite full up.
You might need a bit more milk. I don't know.
I doubt it.
If you like it strong.
I like it strong. Where's my spoon? I want to get that out of the way. I was a bit of a heathen with my cake. They gave me a fork, and I had to ring my sister because she was getting herself in a state in Spain. So I had my phone in one hand, and I'm afraid I was a heathen and ate my cake with my hands. But it was fine. It wasn't that messy. It probably would have been better to eat it with a fork, but it's a nice cup of tea as well. Now I've got to try and walk home. I feel like I've put on about half a stone already. Oh dear. Nice tea. A nice cup of tea. I think it's PG Tips. I don't know, but they said they've got a connection with PG Tips, didn't they? On Facebook.
For advertising.
For advertising, yeah.
I don't understand why they don't get many. Well, I bet they do get quite a few customers.
They need to get 25 a day, apparently, to make it successful. Well, the people inside when we came in, they've had a few today, haven't they? Well, there was another couple here. Well, two people over there and us, so that's four. And I think there were some people inside when we came in. But they used to open on Sundays, and they're thinking of opening again when the new people take over properly. They used to do roast dinners and that. I've never had one of their meals, but I would be interested to try it. I would bring Nama and Jeff down here when they come next month, but That's Monday and Tuesday, and they're closed Monday and Tuesday. I don't know. It's just like their weekend to them, because they used to be open like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then they closed on Sunday because they didn't have a lot of customers, and they said it wasn't really worth it, didn't she? She said sometimes they only had two a day on a Sunday. But they're trying to relaunch it, I think. And they do a lot of special evenings, like jazz nights and things like that. Yeah, you can book it. I think people can book it for functions. Because Nan, they had a get-together here, like a tea party thing one day. It might have even been the garden party, I can't remember. Yeah. Well, they had their little do, you know. It might not have been a garden party, but I didn't come to it, because that day I was taking Lammy to get him cut at Freya's, and I walked home with him in the, because that was when I had my carrier, the carrier that Lammy used to go in, his bag. He was on my front like a baby. Do you remember when his head used to stick out? And he used to go like, Connie used to say it was like a pigeon. His head used to go forward like that. And I was carrying him home and working Niall, and we had to walk past here because I came up through the Newton Centre and then walked along the High Street from Freya's, and Nan was, they were packing up just as I came past, but my bag broke, Lammy's bag broke, one of the straps broke in the middle of Seven Oaks Way when I was on the island in the middle of the road. Luckily I managed to, I had my arm round it, so it was years old. I had it about 10 years, that bag. Hear a blackbird singing. I am pretty stuffed. I could easily jump on the bus, go one stop home. But well, I said we're not two, didn't you?
It's not one stop.
It is. Oh no, it's two. It's two stops. It's even more worth getting it then. I don't know what time we've got.
Burn off the
camera. Huh?
Burn off the
camera. Yeah, I know. Yeah. We might as well make the most of it. Yeah, I always forget it's two stops. There are some. Is that man that was out here that's talking in there? No. Oh, see, there's more customers in there, see? No, I know. But I'm just saying, they're getting quite a few. I don't know what time they open in the morning. Huh?
I don't. I never knew that you could. I always just saw past here and think it was like a, I don't know. I didn't realise it was like a little cafe sort of thing.
Yeah.
Licky lips.
Huh?
Licky lips.
That better?
Yeah, one thing like that.
Where's this over here? Oh dear. Is that better? Thank you. I'd rather be told than not than walk around with a chocolate. What was it? Chocolate?
Yeah.
Or crumbs? I'd rather be. Oh, shut up! It wasn't a bogey. Oh, I'm stuffed. As I keep saying. When we get back, what are we going to do when we get back?
Clean kitchen.
And I've got to do the cat's tray, do Niall's run, put a bag on for dialysis, put some more. I've got a bit of rubbish to put out for tomorrow. We've got our Tesco's delivery coming between 9 and 10 tonight. It was the only stop we could get today, and we haven't got much in the house, and that, which is the main reason why we decided to come and have our lunch out. But it's nice anyway, isn't it? We've run out of bread and pretty much run out of everything. I've got vegetarian stuff in the freezer, but it's not what you eat at lunchtime. There is a few things in it. There's sausages and stuff like that in the freezer, but anyway, I'm going to pause this and might do a bit of the walk on the way back. I'm not sure.
Come in, the man.
He's gone to
sit on the step.
Oh, mine hates. I take him to a lady in. Oh, it's off of. Stanley Way down, you know, not that far from here. And he hates going there.
And then when he come back, probably, because he was all smart, he farts about.
Oh, he does that.
Look at me, I'm, you know.
He looks terrible at the moment. He's like a womble. He's really overgrown. I mean, this weather, he went out in the garden, didn't he, today? And he's old now. He's 12 and he's deaf. I'm going to get him cut in a couple of weeks, but no, he doesn't like
then
it.
Then labradoodles make me laugh because they're like big old.
Oh no!
just fur, you know, like curly fur.
I wanted a guide dog, one of them, because they do a few, but they're quite. They usually give them to people that have got allergies because they're. Some of them, not all of them, but some of them are like hyperallergenic because they don't shed their coats. But some of them do, I think, because they must take after the Labrador. But, you know, poodles don't really shed their fur. They just grow it, like us, I suppose. And I suppose a bit must come out sometimes, but not like the Labradors. I mean, he's terrible, my dog, you know, there's fur everywhere.
So, yeah, if you've got an allergy, you've had it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, the poodles are funny though, aren't they? He's a funny little thing. He's so bossy. He bosses the other one around. He bosses all the cats around. He tries to boss us around.
Yeah, we've got a little Jack Russell.
Oh, they do. My mum's got one of them.
They
don't. Yeah, my mum and my sister have got Jack Russell.
Just such a character. They're quite... My husband, he comes home from work, he has his tea, he reads his paper, and then if he's reading his paper too long, the dog would go up to him, sit next to him and push his arm down. So he'd say, come on, hurry up. And if he's still not read his paper, he will go on the back of the chair and go and kiss his ears.
Oh.
So he's actually got Steve in, has to put the paper down to move him, you know? Like then he's sitting, waiting. Come on, hurry up.
Is he noisy?
No.
Because my mum, my dog is.
The only person he hates is the postman.
Oh, dear.
What happens is he sits and looks out the window.
Yeah, they love doing that, don't they? Right up to close.
Because they're going from my house to next door.
Yeah, you know, across the garden. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, even when we're out, if he's a letterbox goes, he's like, you know, you've really got to hold him because he would have a go.
They're quite strong little things, aren't they? My mum's got one, well, my sister has as well. They're both really noisy, they bark a lot, don't they? But my mum's one, when they're out, you know, when she takes her out, she's very strong on the leash. She sees another dog, she goes to have a go at it, but if the dog turns around and goes for her, she'd have a fit, you know, she's terrified.
Yeah, they're wussies, really. That's what I say to Bruno, because he sees a cat and he's like stalked. If the cat turned around and went like that, he'd shoot.
I know, that's what she's like. Yeah, she doesn't know what to, if another dog goes for her, she doesn't know what to do.
And the other day, you know, he was having a wee, and you know where they boys
pop their legs,
scratch to they,
with their back legs,
And
Lammy does it as
well.
He
knocked a tin, there must have been a flat can, so he squashed the can. Well, he caught it and he was on the pot. He nearly pooed himself because it
frightened
him. Frightened the life out of him.
See, my poodle, he wouldn't even hear that. He's so deaf. He wasn't always deaf. He's just the last couple of years, I suppose we'd better make a move. Let's get me my... Oh, no, I'm a bit full up now. It was a really nice cup of tea, though.
Pause recording.
They were looking for an apprentice, weren't they?
Sorry?
They were looking for an apprentice in
What's
there.
That?
Yeah, I kind of told you about it at the time. You said, be careful right near the road there. Take it slowly going home because I feel worn out.
I know.
I'm a poor
woman. I know. Careful of Holly.
Huh?
Careful of Holly.
Careful of the what?
The Holly.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want to scratch my bare arms. I think how I used to walk and leave you all behind, do you remember?
No.
How sad is that?
You still do that now.
I still would do if I had Niall. But it's hard. No. I need to get to my... Is that the
R4?
R6. I just need to come out more, I think, and then probably I can get some of it back.
Yeah.
Do you want to carry my stick for me? Yeah. Do you want to carry my bag for me?
No.
Only joking. I can smell gas. I smell gas then. It's probably what they're doing.
Gas leak.
Oh. They're doing that work, aren't they?
Dry horseshit.
Horseshit on the pavement. How come they've not gone on the road? What was I going to say? Yeah, I thought. So is the road works on the other side of here then?
No, only where we were near us.
Is this the R4? It must be, because it's the only bus that comes.
No, I'm joking.
Oh. I was going to say, we could have been on that.
We wouldn't have got that.
We would.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, we didn't. Yeah, it's nice to walk. You see, I'm not on the roadside now, so...
What do you mean, it dies?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the recording. Because I said it's too noisy to record. No, you're not going to die. I don't get out of breath walking. I'm tired, you know what I mean?
I'm quite tired now. I might go and have a little sleep.
I don't blame you.
I'm joking. I'm not really. I've got work to do.
Yeah, I know. So have I. I'm going to have a sit down though.
Yeah, I'll have a sit down.
I didn't drink my tea this morning. I put it in the microwave because I was too hot to drink tea. Put it in the microwave and I thought I'll have it later, but I hope it's not gone off in this weather, the heat. I only had the tiniest bit of milk in it though. That was full fat milk, which I hate. But when until Tesco's comes, that's all there is. I should have just had lemon in it. See, I think this is slightly uphill. Very slightly, and that's why my legs are aching a bit. Wind on the microphone, but there's a lull in the traffic now. Oh, joke. Are we nearly at Derry Downs? I know, it is hot. Is it cooler on the other side of the road?
Anyway, there's no point crossing there. Do you know what I mean?
Why?
Well, because we've got to cross the thing here.
What do you mean? We're at Derry Downs now. The first part of Derry Downs, which is a road on the other side of the main road to ours. It's a posh road.
Not really.
It is, actually.
It's not.
And there's lots of old houses in it. There's Victorian ones and there's even older ones than that. Oh, I'm going to pause this now.
What?
Hold on, because my legs are aching. Okay, we're just on the corner of our street now. And we're turning in. I can hear the parakeets. It's wind. The breeze is quite nice. Oh, we're not so much in the sun now, aren't we? It's a noisy little dog. I wonder what's going to happen with Toof Toof when we get in. Is he going to know we've been out? But it's going to feel hot when we get indoors.
Oh yeah, because I left the heat on.
Oh, shut up. He didn't have the heat. Oh, what's that smell?
What smell? Shit.
Yeah, it does smell like that.
I didn't care. I didn't smell it.
Yes, that's it. Actually, it's my... Thank you. It's not like stagnant water. Probably you.
Fuck off.
I actually smell like one of Pinkies. Oh, no! In the arches. Is that coming, huh? Out of the garages.
Hmm?
It's not coming, I don't think. Is it letting us cross?
I don't walk on the path.
Why?
Like that.
You should do. Yeah, in the arches it said, when I was young, I used to have a pig. Its name were Pinky.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
It's so fucking
loud. Don't be rude. It's on audio first. Who's here to hear it?
Well, there's people around, you fucking is.
Oi!
Did you just hit me?
Yes, I did.
You didn't hit your bag.
I hit my bag. Well, we're home, everybody.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, not yet.
Well, we're stepping onto the drive now.
That doesn't mean we're in home, are we?
Well, yes, we are home. We're walking up the drive now. We're still walking up the drive. We're still walking up the drive.
Oh,
well, we're still walking up the drive. We're at the door. Do you know where my key is?
No, oh, I didn't realise it was in your bag.
It is. Hold my bag. Just hold that a minute, please. Don't swear.
Fuck.
Stop it now.
Cunt.
Don't stop it now.
Cunt,
I'm
fuck.
I'm going to have to cut that
fuck
bit
cunt.
Off. Right, I'm going to have to cut that bit off now.
No, you're not.
So,
yes.
So, it's just a bit of fun, man. Pause
recording. Is he? Well, don't swear like that, please. Because it offends some people. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but... Because I know you don't do it in public.
I don't think I've done it in the
restaurant. Oh. Right. Niall's whining as well. I haven't locked that door. Hello! Hello, you two. Hello! I didn't take Niall because I couldn't manage walking in this... Ow! Don't bite me! Stop it! Ow! I'm not talking to you when you do that. That hurts, because I've got a thin dress on. And he grabs my clothes. He doesn't mean it. Luckily, I've got plenty of fat on my... Where he bit me, on my hip. He jumped up on the back of it. All right, calm down. Thank you. Yeah, I will. Thank you. Yeah, it was lovely. We had a really nice time. Excuse Ronan's language. Apologise to Audio Boo, please. Okay. Let him in, and if you can lock the door and hang the key up, then Connor can get in. Ah, oh, it's nice to have been out for a nice walk. It was a bit tiring at the end, but I made it fine. We had a really lovely time, didn't we?
Am I taking the piss?
I'm not.
You was?
No, we did have a nice time, didn't we? It was really lovely. It was lovely sandwiches, lovely cake. Nice cup of tea. Oh. That tastes a bit like one of my cakes, doesn't it?
What cakes?
I don't fucking make any. No, I don't. I don't think I can make cakes like that.
Yeah,
you probably could.
When I went for that phase of making a cake like nearly every night.
Yeah.
And it was just the same one, it was sponge. Shit.
It wasn't, it was alright.
Hello.
Who's that whacker? Mm-hmm. Alright, Niall. I think he's left his bone outside. Do you want to let the cats back out? Yeah. And open that door, please.
What door?
This the main door, the back door. Oh, shut there, you know, the cupboard door. Make sure you don't shut... Get her out.
Pinky!
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 Come on, Pinky! Pinky the pig!
Get out.
Come on, little Pinky, punkle, wunkle, funk, tonk! When all else fails. Come on, you little bitch, get out. Don't shut me in the cupboard. Oh, don't. Pick her down off the boiler. What's she sitting up there for? I think Candice must terrorise her. There's a horrible little thing. Let that horrible little rakey thing out. Pinky, come on! Why don't you open the back door and those two might go out and then she might come down.